The personal can still be used. Your name. The conventions that are to do with the way of interacting with others. But more and more something else flows into that. And we could call that stillness, but not stillness as just an absence of noise, but stillness as an alive presence. So stillness flows into your sense perceptions. It flows into your looking. That's why you've been looking at things in nature and realize that it becomes so much more alive when you don't label or interpret it. So it flows into your looking. So the stillness is also attention. It's a stream, one could call it a current of awareness. Where before there was thought, very different energy frequency thought. When you approach anything or perceive anything through thought, very different frequency. You can see when you look at a person whether he or she is perceiving you through thought or through stillness. Or when a person is looking at something, you can see whether they are classifying it, interpreting it, finding some kind of personal relationship to it. People do that with trees and flowers too. Some people have the compulsion to pick flowers because they need to enter into a personal relationship with a flower, not realizing that they could be in a much deeper relationship if they went beyond the personal that says, I would like to have that. Or even if you don't pick it, you might think, how would that look in my garden, in my backyard? Or have some kind of comparison to it. Put it in some kind of comparative category. It's not even necessarily to do with yourself, but it's still I overheard a man saying he was looking at the sun, at the sky after sunset, or was it after sunrise? Just that. And he said to his companion, look at that Turner sky. Turner is a British artist who lived, I believe, in the 19th century, who painted beautiful paintings of light, sky, and just light. And finally, he was looking, but it also had to be compared to something.